Greetings and welcome to the Jesse Tree Devotional brought to you by ParentsForChrist.com. Today's devotional is on the call to Abram. Let us first take a moment to focus and pray. Dear Lord, you are the most awesome Lord. I pray that we all understand that when you make a promise, that promise never goes void, Lord. And I pray that we all understand your promises and your blessings are something to cherish, Lord. And I pray that those listening today will be blessed, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The call to Abram, Genesis 12, verses 1 through 7. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your relatives, and your father's home, and go to a land that I am going to show you. I will give you many descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will bless you and make your name famous, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse those who curse you, and through you I will bless all the nations." When Abram was 75 years old, he started out from Haran, as the Lord had told him to do, and Lot went with him. Abram took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the wealth and all the slaves they had acquired in Haran. They started out for the land of Canaan. When they arrived in Canaan, Abram traveled through the land until he came to the sacred tree of Moreh, the holy place of Shechem. At the time, the Canaanites were still living in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "This is the country that I am going to give to your descendants." Then Abram built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. Have you ever made a big move? You know, when you move far away from your family and your friends, that's your parents have a new job, you're going to a new school, new home. It's not easy, but that is exactly what Abram did. He packed it all up and moved as God told him to do. As the Lord had told Abram to pack up his tent, that is what they lived in during the Bible times, and his family, and all their servants, and all their wealth, and to move. And Abram did it. Because Abram was obedient, God made the promise to him of having very many children or descendants, and that his descendants would live in the land that the Canaanites then possessed. And as we know, that came true. That's Abram was the father of Israel, or Jacob. And that's the state of Israel is where the land of Canaan used to be. So, if you are dealing with promises that have been made today, just look and see. They may have already been fulfilled. May God bless you.